the pride of Lincoln County High School, MTSU, Blue Raiders, Athletic Hall of Famer, 14 years in the NFL, and he's a pretty decent guy, too. Kelly, good morning. What are you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Y'all got the greatest job in the world. You just get to talk about sports every morning and you get paid. Unbelievable.
That's right. Why I've got 14 jobs, Kelly.
That's unbelievable. And, you know, you just get on there and talk. That's awesome.
I'm slacking. I only have two jobs, Kelly.
What's that?
I said, I'm slacking. I only have two jobs.
Only two. That's no problem.
Well, that's not true. That's not true, but we'll discuss that later.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I know you're a personal trainer.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Kelly, I'm working with a personal trainer. You think I need some help?
Well, what is he personal training you on? Because I'm pretty sure it's not weight.
Oh, it is weight. Yeah, it is weight. I've got plenty of weight. Yeah. How you been, man?
I'm good. How y'all?
Good, good. No, we just wanted to talk to you the last month of the NFL season, and I know you pay attention around the league, and when you're our go-to guy to talk about quarterbacks. What's Steve Tannehill's doing here? He's 5-1 as a starter. He comes in. It just seems like the Tumbras of a line. The offensive line's now blocking. Derrick Henry's running the football, so the play action's certainly there. Are you surprised at that at all with Tannehill?
No, I can't say I'm really surprised about it. I think that they've got the makeup of being a pretty good team. They just got to get a guy behind center that's confident. And I think, you know, I'm not throwing him under the bus, but I think that's what's happened to Marcus. I think that he's totally lost confidence in what he's doing. And, you know, that happens in that league. I mean, he was a first pick, and that happens in that league. And confidence is a fleeting thing. That's what I tell my son. And once you lose it, it's hard to get it back. And you know, he's sometimes a new venue or a change, you know, helps guys. And, you know, obviously it's helping Ryan Tannehill. I think that he's done a pretty good job. He's come in there and he can hand it off to a guy that is playing pretty good right now. And he's, you know, if you know what you're doing, you know, and I tell my son this and I tell young players this all the time. If you know what you're doing as a quarterback and you understand coverages, you know, the offensive line does not have to block for very long. If you know what you're doing, you get rid of the football. You look at Tom Brady, you look at Peyton Manning, who I play with in Indianapolis, you get rid of the football. And you're absolutely right. When you start running the football with Derrick Henry, that does set up the play action. Those linebackers come up and you get people behind them. And, it's you know, he's playing really well. And it doesn't surprise me that that's what he's doing.
And to touch on that a little bit, Kelly, you know, a couple of things that I've noticed. Number one, Ryan Tannehill does deliver the football pretty timely. And number two, he's about as mobile as Marcus Mariota. We've seen some of the runs he's had, the touchdown run he had where he went topsy-turvy, you know, helicopter flip or whatever that thing was. I mean, once he takes off and runs, he's a pretty decisive runner, and he's got some decent wheels.
Well, I mean, they're both young guys, and, you know, I guess Ryan wasn't, you know, he wasn't thought of as a runner, but, you know, these young guys nowadays, they can do it all. I mean, they can throw the ball, they can run the ball. I think he's done a really good job of managing the offense, and, you know, everybody says, well, he's a game manager, but really, I mean, I get so sick of hearing that because isn't that what a job description for a quarterback is, a game manager?
Yes.
You know, I mean, I get so irritated when people say, well, he's a game manager. He's not a player. And I'm like, I just don't understand that. I think he's doing what they ask him to do. And really when it boils down to it, guys, the guys in the locker room, his teammates, they don't care who's behind center just as long as the guy behind center is giving them the best chance to win. And, you know, obviously Mike Vrabel thought that, you know, where they were, you know, he thought Ryan Tannehill was the guy to go to. And obviously, you know, his decision was the right one so far.
Longtime NFL quarterback Kelly Holcomb, a Blue Raider Hall of Famer. I'm just listening. That clock is it 2.5 seconds that ball has to come out? And if that's correct, you say 2.5 seconds to me. That's a blink, but in 2.5 seconds, what is it, Kelly?
Well, I mean, that's about the time, Greg. Yeah. You got to get that ball out. I mean, because you know, rushers in the National Football League, those edge rushers are so fast now. They're so strong and they're so athletic that if you're set back there and you hold the ball, you're going to get hit dead in your mouth. And, I mean, I try to explain that to young guys all the time. You have to know, and, you know, most of the time, and I've told people this, because they asked me the same questions. Most of the time, I knew exactly where I was going 99.9% of the time. Now, sometimes you get confused, but that, you know, that comes along with studying the game and, you know, understanding the tendencies of defense and understanding coverages. But, you know, you have to know what's happening as an offense, as a quarterback. You have to know what everybody's doing on your side of the ball. You have to know that if this guy's not blocked, where's my outlet? If this guy, you know, if they roll down to this coverage, you know, where's my dump off? What can I do with the football? When you start doing those things and when you start getting experience in that, you know, the line don't have to block very much. And, you know, I think that you're seeing that with Ryan right now. He's, you know, he was the guy from Miami and it didn't work out there. But, you know, as I say, some guys need different venues. And I think that that certainly helps him.
What about Marcus Mariota, Kelly? You mentioned it, you know, in a way he kind of did get thrown under the bus. So many head coaches, so many OCs he had to work with, so many different offenses he had to learn. Look, I was at that Denver game where he got benched, and afterwards he did look like a guy that lost his confidence. What do you think his future is? Can he bounce back, go somewhere else, and be a starter in the NFL?
Well, I think that, you know, absolutely. You look at Jim Plunkett. Long time ago, he went to the New England Patriots and didn't make it at the New England Patriots, and then he goes to the Oakland Raiders and becomes a Super Bowl MVP. I mean, you know, sometimes things like that happen, and, you know, the guy's obviously got a lot of ability. He's athletic, he's got a good arm, he's smart, but, you know, that confidence is a wavering thing, and sometimes when you lose it, it's hard to get it back, and, you know, I just think that that's where he is, and it's going to take somebody who, you know, can set him down and say, hey, look, you know, here's what we do. You need to look at it. You need to study it. And you need to, you know, hey, you need to, we're paying you to come in and be the guy. I don't know if he'll ever be the guy again. He's probably going to have to work for it.
Sure.
You know, he can go somewhere else. And absolutely. I mean, he's athletic enough and he's, you know, he's got enough experience of playing. He's just got to get his confidence back. And, you know, he can't worry about what you guys say about him, what I say about him, what the papers say about him. He's just got to go play football that he's done his whole life. And, you know, I talk about my son a lot of times, but I try to give him lessons in this stuff. And I can remember the first time that we were on Monday Night Football. And I'm like, this is just football. That's all it is. And that's really what it boils down to. It's high school, it's college, it's pros. You know, it gets a little bit faster when each level you go to, but, you know, it's still football. He grew up playing football. He knows how to play football. He got drafted number one for a reason, and he's just got to find that within himself.
Kelly, I hear Derrick Henry, you know, of course, the contract year, we see what he can do, but the naysayers for that big deal is that he's a two-down back. I was thinking, though, and that would mean concerns in catching the ball out of the backfield or receiver wherever he lines up, and also in pass protection. Aren't those things that can be learned?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they are. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I play with Adrian Peterson. I play with Marshall Faulk. Those guys are, you know, unbelievable. You know, Marshall Faulk's in the Hall of Fame. Adrian's probably going into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, I play with guys, but I'm kind of on the Bill Belichick thinking, you know, of things. I don't think and I'm trying, I hope Derek gets as much money as he can, but I'm just not into paying backs because, you know, if you look at the longevity of a running back, I mean, there's only a few Walter Payton, Emmitt Smiths of the world.
Right.
You know, they don't last long. And, you know, the Tennessee Titans, you pay Chris Johnson, and then, you know, what did he make, another year or two? And now he's out of the league. So I'm not into doing that. I mean, I think Belichick has got the formula for that. I think he's got a great offensive line. He's got, you know, the best quarterback maybe to ever play the game, probably to ever play the game. The guy's been in 9 Super Bowls. But, you know, why do you pay guys that you don't know how long they're going to be able to do it? And running back is just – it's one of those positions that you're not really sure how long guys can take it.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith, I think, is the only NFL rushing title winner to win a Super Bowl, Kelly. You make a great point there. Around the league, you know, I've been giving Charlie Casserly a hard time for saying Lamar Jackson should switch positions and be a wide receiver. Talk about what that guy's done and how he's revolutionized his quarterback position. And I think a lot of the credit goes to John Harbaugh and the Ravens for basically saying goodbye to Joe Flacco and saying, we're going to completely revamp our offense to fit this guy. I mean, this guy is probably going to be the MVP of the league.
Well, I mean, it's kind of unbelievable what that guy's doing. It's really amazing. And, you know, I wish I had that kind of athleticism. You know, in the National Football League, you always, and I always talk about guys, you know, quarterbacks are not used to being like a running back. You know, they're not used to that. And it's amazing what he's doing. I don't know, you know, you say revolutionizing the deal, but I don't know how many of those guys that are around, you know, a guy that, and he's learning how to, if he learns how to throw the football, I mean, it's going to be deadly.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally going to be deadly.
So I think he's Michael Vick, but I think he's a better passer than Michael Vick. I think he's more accurate.
Well, he's bigger and stronger.
He's bigger, stronger, and just as fast.
Well, I think you guys are right. It's amazing. I heard somebody say that on draft day that John Harbaugh went into the room. And he told all the guys that are sitting at the desk, he's like, you know, I don't know what it means to go look for a Joe Montana, a Tom Brady. I don't think anybody knows how to do it. He said, we got Lamar Jackson in this spot. We know what he can do. We know how athletic he is. Let's just build something around him and look what he's done. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, I'd always said that I didn't think he was a very good thrower of the football. But you know what? He's starting to learn how.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets better at that, it's going to be amazing what the kid can do. You just still as a coach, you know, you've kind of curtailed everything around him, and he runs so much, and those guys on defense are so good that you worry about injury with him. And if he does get injured, then you know I know that they got Robert Griffin, but you know. Can he do the same stuff that Lamar Jackson can do?
Nope.
I know he can. I know he came into the league doing that, but
right.
You know it's hard to find. It's hard to curtail an offense around a certain guy, and then what if he gets hurt because he does run so much, and then you have to put another guy in? It's totally different. So, you know, while this thing's going, I'm sure he's going to keep it going. But you know, as a coach, if I was the coach, that would worry me to death.
Kelly Holcomb with us, talking NFL quarterbacks particularly. He played in the league for 14 years. Of course, Blue Raider Hall of Famer. Kelly, Russell Wilson, the numbers are just, if you look at it, I mean, I think this year, like 27 touchdowns to 4 interceptions and just, you know, wins and this and that. And he doesn't fit the mold of your prototypical body for a quarterback or everything. And he's surrounded himself with a good team, maybe not a great team, but he just keeps winning. What do you think of Russell Wilson?
I think Russell Wilson is one of the best players in the National Football League, and I've always thought that. The guy, you know, he's got a little bit of Lamar in him, but he, when the opportunity presents itself for him to run, he runs. I mean, he's just really uncanny with that stuff. And, you know, I don't think he forces the run. He's a thrower first. I think some guys, when they come into the National League, they want to run the ball first instead of throwing the ball. And he was never like that, and I think he's an opportunistic guy about running the football. But I just think he's playing at a high level right now. And you know, when he's down in the fourth quarter, everybody, including me, including you guys, say, "Well, he's going to bring him back." And what
yep.
does he do? Most of the time, he does. So he's just an unbelievably talented guy. He's obviously very smart about the game. If you listen to him the other night on Monday Night Football, you know, talking to his players, he's always encouraging. And I just, man, I think he's really good. And I think, you know, they're obviously in the running for the Super Bowl this year.
Kelly, you got to bear with me. I'm from New York. I grew up a Giants fan. I still follow him. What do you think of Daniel Jones? They say he's struggling against zone coverages. He's had some pretty good flashes. What do you think his future is?
I mean, he's a young guy. Young guys are going to struggle. I mean, you know, I was talking to a reporter the other day, and there's not too many Dan Marinos where when they're a rookie, they go to the Super Bowl. I mean, the guys are going to struggle. I mean, they were asking me about Peyton, and, you know, Peyton's first year, Peyton struggled. I mean, he had 26 touchdowns and 28 interceptions, so he struggled. And that's a tough market. You know that, being from up there. People are on you. You know, Philly and New York are like two of the toughest markets you could play in. And if he's if he's not very mentally tough and mentally strong, it's going to hurt him. But I think the guys, you know, they picked him for a reason, and I watched him play at Duke, and, you know, obviously had David Cutcliffe as his, you know, as his coach, and, you know, that guy has tutored some pretty good quarterbacks, and him and the two Manning brothers, so he understands the game of football, and I'm sure Daniel understands the game of football, but, you know, it doesn't matter, and I tell people this all the time, the levels, high school, when you go from high school to college, it's a different level with speed of the game. The same thing happens. I don't care if you're from a huge college, if you're from the University of Miami or Nebraska or, you know, Clemson or wherever, it's still an adjustment period for young guys, and it's even more when you talk about a quarterback. So, you know, he's getting an experience. He's learning on the run. It's a hard lesson to learn. And if he's mentally tough and he can fight through all the noise that's around him with people saying that he can't play, that he's not very good, if he can fight through that, he's obviously got the ability and he's got the smarts, and I think he'll be fine.
Well, I need you to break down one more quarterback, maybe a question his coach as well. He just completed his sophomore season as a starter at Riverdale High School. That would be Jameson Holcomb. Kelly, what's it like? You're obviously the offensive coordinator there. What's it like coaching your son?
Well, he wasn't the starter. He only started one game this year because the other guy was he got sick one game, but he played pretty good. So
yeah.
I don't know. I can't really tell you. I know it's probably going to be hard because you know, if the, you know, the old saying, the apple don't fall far from the tree, and he is very competitive like I am. He runs his mouth like I do. you know, he's very competitive. We just got unfortunately he's taking on the same growth pattern that I did. I was talking to Coach Thompson down in Lincoln County not too long ago, and I was telling him about that, and he said, "You do realize that you were only 130 pounds as a junior, don't you?" And I said, "Well, I didn't realize that." And Jameson's kind of on the same, but he's just being around me and being around, you know, being around ball. He understands the game of football, and you know, I'm looking forward to it. I hope we can get along, and I hope we don't kill each other. I've always wondered how it was going to be like coaching my son, and it's probably going to be pretty challenging on some things because he does ask a lot of questions, and he forces you to explain stuff to him, which is good.
Right.
You know, so a lot of kids don't do that, but he understands stuff, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope we don't kill each other, though, in the next 2 years.
Well, he's got, his mom and the two sisters to help officiate, keep you guys apart.
Oh, there's no doubt, and guess what? I'm 0-for-3 on that one, because I was excited.
Hey, Kelly, always great to catch up with you, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, I was actually in Pittsburgh for that playoff game with the Browns, and you guys had him.
I was too, and it stunk.
Mike Logan had that interception. You guys were up 24-7. Mike Logan had that interception, and then things just kind of snowballed for you, but you played great in that game.
Yeah, it sucked. And if we wouldn't have gone into the prevent defense, which that prevents everybody from winning games, I can't stand the prevent defense.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have done that, and we kept doing what Foge wanted to do all day and blitz Tommy Maddox, and we'd been fine. But,
yeah,
you know, we stopped doing it, and, you know, there you go. So I was there, and I didn't like it very much.
Kelly, thank you, man.
Played
see you,
buddy. Of a game, though. Thanks, Kelly.
All right, guys. Talk to you.